I am recording. Are you recording?
Yeah.
All right. We are back. I've been. What is happening to my letterbox? Oh, it wasn't showing anything. It was weird. It's a very scary moment that I lost all of my letterbox. I realize, did I tell you this? That I passed my 1,000th letterbox logging not too long ago.
Oh yeah, cool.
Maybe a week or two ago. It's a big moment. You passed it a super. You have like 1,600. You have way more films logged than me.
I really
Don't even
only
know if that's
started seriously
close.
doing it like a couple years ago though. Probably like
Yeah.
3 years ago now, I've started to like really seriously log everything that I watch.
Yeah, I've been trying to be better about it because I used to only log like films that I watched to completion, but now it's like if I watch something that's like on Netflix or that sort of thing too, which I wouldn't like think would necessarily be on here, like I watch that Mike Birbiglia special, like typically I wouldn't log something like that, or you know, watching all those terrible Christmas movies. I
No, I
typically
mean,
wouldn't log those, but I
I
log
log
them
everything
now.
I watch. Yeah,
I try to now too, I try to write reviews to most of the films. I don't write reviews obviously for like the ones we do on the podcast because like we talk about it for an hour, so why would I also need to write something on top of it? But I try to stay on top of it, but there's its moments. There's really its moments. But one of the things I have been doing is I spoke about last week is on Tuesdays, Brandon and I go see a movie. So this week we went and saw Saltburn, which is the new Emerald Fennell movie. Of course, is probably most famous for Promising Young Woman. And it's really good. I had no expectations going into this movie. We've talked about Promising Young Woman before. I never saw it. I know you weren't really a fan of it, right?
Thought it sucked.
Yeah.
And
That's what I thought.
for that reason, I will not be seeing this movie, especially in theaters. I know I yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it. So, but I didn't have those expectations going other than, you know, what you told me about it, but I never saw Promising Young Woman. I didn't really have any interest. Honestly, the only reason I saw Saltburn was I was just looking for a movie to watch. And in theaters last week, there wasn't a whole lot of options, even though there's a ton of options coming out these next couple of weeks, which I'm very excited about. Actually, Brandon and I on Tuesday are going to see Silent Night, which I'm very excited for. First John Woo movie in a theater experience.
Oh
So
yeah,
it's going to be
fucking
great.
John
I'm
Woo.
very excited.
Yeah,
But
I'm looking forward to that one. I'll probably watch that one later this month.
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm
Gussie.
very excited. But Saltburn shot in 4:3 aspect ratio. Of course, it has
Very
what's that
cool.
actor's name? Barry Keoghan, which, you
Yeah,
know, he's
Barry
in like
Keoghan.
all of like the A20, he's in like every A24 movie to like ever come out. I don't know why he's in so many A24 movies, but but he's definitely like sort of a big film star in like the independent. I mean, everyone knows who he is, but like I feel like he's in all of the independent movies. Like I feel like every independent movie, he always has like a small role in it. But I don't think I've ever seen him as a leading actor. I mean, I'm sure he's been a leading actor and stuff, but everything I've seen him in, it's always like a side character or someone who's kind of in like a couple of minutes of it. I think of him like in that one scene in The Green Knight, or he's in like a little bit of The Batman and Dunkirk. I mean, he's in a lot more of The Killing of the Sacred Deer, but like most of the stuff that he's in, I never really see him as like a main character, where this he is most certainly sort of the lead guy here. And of course, he gives an incredible performance. Really touching performance, and it's dark, it's funny, it looks really good. I think whoever the cinematographer on this piece, which I guess we can look up who the cinematographer was if I just go to crew. What does additional directing mean?
That's literally what it means. Additional directing.
Never
I'm
seen
assuming
that on
that.
like.
Are you kidding me?
I guess
Yeah,
I
it's
usually don't
like,
look at the crew.
assistant directors, right? Like, Must
Oh,
be what
just
it
like the
is.
ADs.
Sure, yeah.
I guess. That's weird. The producer is Margot Robbie.
That's cool.
Oh, that's strange. But I want to see who the cinematographer was. Linus Sandgren. La La Land, Babylon, No Time to Die, First Man, Joy. Okay. So he has a very specific look, which, yeah, this look looks like all of his other films. But Saltburn, even if you hate the movie, like even if it's not for you because you don't like the writing or the dialogue or, you know, the story or whatever, it looks really good. Like that 4:3 aspect ratio, the color grading, the gaffing is a very, very good looking film.
It sounds very A24-esque to me, which I think I have like a bodily like negative reaction to that now. I think now if I see a movie that looks, if the way that you're, I know I respect your opinion, Austin, but the way that you're describing it to me is making me really also doubly not want to watch it. like it's a 4:3 aspect ratio. Like, give me a fucking break, dude. Like, come on. Like, and you're talking about the color grading. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, these things just make the movie sound, I don't know, like
pretentious.
Maybe, I guess, like, it just doesn't, it's giving me like A24.
Hypes.
It's like it sounds like a post A24 movie, right? Like, it's like,
yeah.
And to me, like, I'm very uninterested in that. I'm very, very uninterested in that. I think that's really kind of starting to wear on me. Is this an A24 movie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
But it just looks like one, is what you're
A24.
Saying.
I'm saying it's as we live in a post A24 world, Andrew. Where
which is probably the
is
worst
now.
Possible world that could have ever happened. I mean, I'm really like not like, I don't know.
I mean,
it doesn't bode well. You either get the A24 movie or you get to go see the Marvel movie. Which stupid shitty movie do you want to see? It's like, for me, like, that world is just dire.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of in between currently at the moment. But yeah, I don't think you would like this film. It has this moment that feels very much out of Call Me By Your Name, where the guy like masturbates in the bathtub.
That's awesome. I've never even seen that movie either.
Call Me By Your Name. So in Call Me By Your Name, Timothy Chalamet like masturbates into a peach. And
yeah,
Army
yeah.
Hammer eats
I'm
the
aware
peach.
Of that scene. That's really cool.
I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. I mean, I'm not a gay man, but I don't.
You don't get the appeal.
I don't
of eating
get the appeal.
Cum.
No, look, not my thing. I don't know. You know, if it is, good for you. Whatever.
I mean, you are a straight man. I don't know. You're.
I guess. I mean, you know, sexuality is a spectrum.
No, I agree. I agree. I agree.
Kids,
I agree.
But yeah, but.
But no, I mean, I don't know.
I think
don't really...
that may be where I draw the line. Like, I may suck a dick, but I won't eat. Peach cum, but
yeah. I'm assuming, yeah.
But anyways, so in this movie, a guy masturbates in a bathtub, which, by the way, that's really gross. Like, that just means you are literally sitting in your own fluid. Like, that's fucking gross. That's a gross thing to do.
What, take a bath?
No, not take a bath. He masturbates while sitting
into
in the bathtub,
the bath. Okay,
and then he
gotcha.
Continues to sit
yeah.
in that bath.
I understand.
That's gross. That's a gross thing to do. Like, those are your own fluids. It's like if you peed in your own like bathtub and then sat in that. It's gross, and I'm not okay with it. Like, I'm not one for slut shaming or whatever, but that's where I draw the line.
No, I mean,
Andrew.
No, I mean, that's
I will
just,
not allow
that's just,
that.
No, I mean, it's just gross. Like, it's just kind of like, you know.
And what happens is the guy gets out of the bath, and then Barry's character comes in and he like slurps up the liquid like as it's
yeah.
draining.
That's great.
It's so funny.
That sounds pretty good. It sounds a little that sounds funny to me, but I don't know. It seems
it's funny.
I don't know.
It's a legitimately
all right,
funny.
That's fine.
I think look, you would not
I'm just being an asshole about it.
A little bit.
I know,
which
I'm
I
being
get.
An asshole.
I get, like, you really didn't like Promising Young Woman, so I understand, like,
It's
the
terrible.
trepidation.
I'm very, yeah, like, not.
And I would not suggest you go see this in a movie theater, because I don't think it'd be
I will
worth your
not.
while. But, like, when it comes out onto, you know, whatever streaming service, whoever buys it, I'd say give it a watch. I think you will
Okay.
genuinely find it funny, if nothing else, because it is a legitimately funny film. I don't know if it's trying to be funny or serious. I can't
Yeah.
tell. Like, I can't tell
Okay.
if the tone, if it's like intentionally funny or if it's just like
Maybe it's an
unaware.
issue.
I
I
don't
don't know.
know. But that's okay. Like, who cares what like the intention was? Like, I don't think the intention of the filmmaker really matters. So, you know, it's.
She's British.
I mean, kids, I went to surprisingly like a packed movie theater.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, like, there's some like pretty like. It's like for the teeny bopper crowd, right? Like, it's for the teeny boppers.
Yeah,
I
guess
it's got
that's
young
true.
people in it. It's got Jacob. People really like the Jacob Elordi guy.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, but they were like literally. It's probably the first film I've seen in a while
It's
where like
interesting.
people laughed out loud, like in the while we were watching the movie, which is a great thing to have. Like, it's one of the reasons you go to the movie theaters to have that kind of experience. And it's weird that this was the movie that people, but there's this moment. I'm not spoiling anything, but
that's fine.
One of the characters dies and Barry like takes his pants off and he fucks the grave.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you should watch it. I think you would legitimately enjoy it. It's fucking weird, man. It is funny.
I'll think about it. I'm definitely not going to go see it in the theater, especially
yeah,
since there's already
no, I get
like
that.
Other movies that are more
There's
preferable,
a
in
lot
my
of good
opinion.
stuff in theaters
Yeah,
coming up. So,
but I guess I do agree. It does seem like the movie is like gauging some kind of reaction. Like, people are going to go are going to see it. Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. I had a good time with it, and I went and saw it with Brandon and Eric.
Yeah.
Which they asked like what the movie was about, and like all I know about the movie is it's very gay, which it is. It's a very gay movie.
Yeah.
And of course they've been partners for like 2 years now, and I love Brandon, and so by like what A plus B equals C, like that whole whatever that like mathematical equation is. So therefore, I also like Eric, and the thing about Eric is he's like. You know those like film bros that we make fun of all the time? You know
Yes.
what I mean? Like the
Like,
people,
I don't know.
like the people who are like really into A24.
I just made fun of that.
You literally just made fun of
I
them.
literally just made fun of that. Yeah, I just literally made fun of people who really
So
like A24.
He's one of those people.
Okay.
Like,
well,
he's one of those people who.
I have nothing but respect.
I mean, you know, I love that he loves movies, but. The way he sees cinema is interesting, and his
it's fun. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact that you love cinema is great, and you should love cinema however you want to love cinema. There's no wrong one right way or wrong way to love cinema. I think
I'm also kind of like
actually
making fun of myself
anyway.
A little bit. Like,
I
don't
know.
see myself as like better than other people or anything
No,
like that.
no,
Like,
no.
I still like my I recognize that my perspective is very my perspective on movies is also extremely flawed and limited as well.
Absolutely, and we all are. And it's just funny. I enjoy going movies with him because him and I could not have more different opinions on cinema, which is strange because like we're both people who enjoy cinema. Like he hates Paul Thomas Anderson, which I
That's
baffles
amazing.
Me.
That's honestly, I respect that opinion. I think I respect an opinion of someone because. Honestly, like Paul Thomas Anderson, he is like amazing, obviously. But
obviously,
but someone coming out and saying like he sucks, I respect that because
good for him.
most people love him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, and that's the fun thing about Eric is like his views on the
I respect
on
that
cinema
heavily.
Are just so different than mine, and it's just like such a strange thing to kind of like. Morph together, and Saltburn was something that he's like I cried like 3 times in that film. I'm like,
wow,
I did not cry at all. It was not like an emotional, I mean, it was a funny film and I very much enjoyed the film, but wasn't like an emotional experience for me. So I think it's interesting that he had such a like emotional impact from this film. And
yeah, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah, it's almost like the way we experience film, movies, cinema, whatever, is like fundamentally different. And so like I've seen a couple movies with him, and you know, I'll see a movie where I'm like, I didn't really like Napoleon, like I wasn't really a fan, like I hated all the Josephine stuff, and I love the battle scenes because the battle scenes are beautiful. And Eric comes out and he's like, I didn't like the battle scenes, but I love the Josephine stuff. It's so strange. Just like the way we engage in cinema, and like my favorite directors, you know, the directors I love, people like Paul Thomas Anderson and Agnes Varda and Samuel Fuller and Orson Welles, are like the ones that he dislikes the most. It's,
well, I guess like you and I guess at least like I guess that's why the show can be kind of fun, is that you and I have differing
yeah.
things as well.
Yeah, I have taste and you don't. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. I'm yeah. That's what makes a show. But that's why the show is fun. Is just that like if you and I had the exact same like thoughts and opinions on everything, it probably wouldn't be very fun to do every single week.
No.
So yeah, like that makes it more fun than just, I don't know, have it. It's more fun than it being like a, you know, like a this feedback loop.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, what makes the difference between like something that's enjoyable to do or be part of than just like, you know, all those kind of bullshit podcasts, which, not that our podcast is any less bullshit than any other podcast,
it is,
but you know, at least like we're not doing that thing where it's just like friends who just like talk like just in total agreement for like 90 minutes and then they call it a day. Like
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that
people
one,
listen
that's
to it,
just
it's
not
fine,
fun.
But whatever,
yeah, it's not
that's
fun in my opinion.
Cool for that. That's why we have thousands of views every single day on
true.
YouTube.
That's
Because
true.
We're so great at our job. One day we're gonna get paid. I mean, it's gonna come.
It's inevitable.
One day.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Just 20
one
more
day
years.
We're gonna drop the greatest YouTube. The greatest podcast movie review of all time of a Western from 1945.
You know what our
and everyone
most,
will listen to it.
Our most watched video is on YouTube, 60,000 views.
I think you told me this, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah. So number
Shop
two,
Around the Corner.
I thought so. Shop Around the Corner is number two at 50,000.
Okay.
Which,
yeah, that's,
that one
yeah.
makes sense, right? Because it's like every Christmas, like it jumps up because people are looking for the movie and they
right.
love that movie.
Yeah.
Like that one makes sense. Like it's a classic Christmas movie. But
movie.
Number one spot, which I never would have expected.
I think you told me this, but I forgot. What
is
this?
Police Story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie. Lovely movie.
Great movie. I mean, I love the movie, but I wouldn't expect like that one to be our top. And number three is Great Fireflies, which is also interesting. I noticed that like a lot of our top movies are Chinese and Japanese films for whatever reason. I think we're just like in that YouTube niche. Like that's what we've
people
been
really like. People like
into.
That shit. Yeah. Maybe we gotta watch more of these. Chinese.
I mean, aren't
Japanese
we watching?
Movies.
What are we watching next week? Are we watching Godzilla?
Or what? That is true. That is a Japanese movie. Hey, I mean, there's a lot of them, and there's some really good.
I mean, there's
ones,
some great
so.
Stuff.
We did watch one. We did watch one like last week.
Yeah.
Too.
We watched Still
so,
Walking. So.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Whatever the people want, we're here for the people. That's why we do this. It's for all of the money that we make.
Yeah.
Many views.
and they're good too. Like their sensibilities are really nice. Like a Japanese and like Hong Kong and Chinese movies, like especially those from like the mid century are
I wonder,
amazing.
Like, I feel like Japanese movie is probably like one of our top countries from movies that we've watched from. I mean, after America,
probably.
Which is definitely like top, but
America, yeah.
Japanese, because we've seen a lot of Japanese movies on the show, and we've seen quite a few Chinese movies too. Huh. I wonder if there's. I mean, we've only seen one Indian movie, but we have seen an Indian movie. We've seen French. We've seen German. Have we watched any Russian movies?
Probably. Probably
so.
At least one.
Probably. You think so?
I don't
we've
know.
Been doing this. I was looking.
A few,
As I was
yeah,
uploading
several.
it, I was looking up like our very first episode. Our very first episode came out almost 3 years ago.
That's crazy.
Isn't that
Crazy
wild?
shit.
We're like podcast superstars now. I mean, we're
It's true, yeah.
veterans.
We got quite a few going. Yeah.
But movies. We're
Yeah,
talking about
movie.
movies. What have you been watching?
Last weekend, we went to the Speed Art Museum to see the new Todd Haynes movie, May,
May,
December.
December.
That's right. It's on Netflix. I think it's
I
on
love
Netflix
Todd
now.
Haynes. It is on Netflix. I saw it on there yesterday.
Yeah. So we saw that movie in theaters. Thank God, because we don't have Netflix anymore. So
Oh, wow.
I'm glad we were able to see that, because Netflix does now does a thing where you have to have like the same Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And I
Fuck you,
don't, and I
Netflix.
was using my parents'
Right.
Netflix, so I can't use it anymore, and I really don't want to buy it. I'm good. Like, I'm good. It's definitely not worth it. So I'm glad that they played it, this movie at the speed. And you know, in in the past 2 weeks too, I went back and I watched like a couple other Todd Haynes movies that I hadn't seen. I saw Dark Waters and Carol,
Love Dark Waters.
which I'd never seen either of those.
Yeah.
And they were both amazing. They're amazing movies. Like,
Yeah.
Dark Waters is amazing. I really like the whole like crux of that movie and kind of the story that it tells. It's an important story. Crazy. It kind of has like this horror element to it that's really great. Like kind of like this body
Yeah.
horror element, which is crazy. It really kind of like
Yeah.
sells just how like fucked up, like how like incredibly like fucked up like the world we live in is. And Carol too was like a really beautiful movie. And yeah, that the movie's so sensitive and so nice. And I love like the Highsmith story. Like it's like a very astute I don't know, I really like that movie. I like too, like both movies are shot in Cincinnati, which is
He
really
loves
funny.
he loves the Midwest. Is he from the Midwest?
I think he's from California.
Oh, okay.
The reason
People
why,
from California love the Midwest. I mean,
well, like
the
Dark,
Dark Waters one actually takes place
okay,
there, right?
so okay, I will say, yeah, Dark Waters, it takes place, not the whole thing, but yeah, like part of the movie's
Yeah.
in Cincinnati. And Carol, like they filmed it in Cincinnati because the skyline and some locations look like old New York City for the most part. Like at least like an
Oh.
image of it. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's like, because the movie takes place in New York City, but like if you go to New York City
It's a
now,
period piece, right?
it's like, but I think like they're like, yeah, they must have been scouting for locations and they came across Cincinnati and they're just like, oh, it looks like 1950s New York City, at least as close as that could be in our minds, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why they filmed there. And it looks great, you know? I love it. I love,
Haven't seen
that's a
Carol
great,
yet.
great movie. You haven't?
I think Dark Waters is the only Todd Haynes movie I've seen, which I loved. I saw it in theaters with my mom, and we both loved it, but I don't think I've seen any of his other
Yeah.
movies.
We also actually also saw like a couple years ago, we watched his Velvet Underground documentary at the
I
speed,
remember when that came out, yeah.
which was also a good documentary. I just love like his movies always like feel really different between each other, which I really like. But he does have like subjects and things that he really is interested in. I've noticed like in Carol, like the Cate Blanchett character is like a 50s kind of housewife, and that's kind of like a thing and a dynamic that I think he's really interested in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love both those movies. And seeing May December, and look, May December for me is like one of the best movies of the year. It is like the second best movie of the year, I would say, in my opinion.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It takes place in Savannah, Georgia,
Okay.
another kind of unusual location.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know anything about it. It's like a movie played by like so it's a movie where you got Natalie Portman, which we were talking about. I was thinking about this, like Natalie Portman kind of reminds me, we were talking about like Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And kind of like his
Same
limitations as an
thing.
actor. Natalie
Yeah.
Portman is basically like, yeah, this like the female Leonardo DiCaprio, essentially. Like, like she kind of sucks. She's not. Black Swan is like the number one exception I can think of.
Sure.
But she's not very good. But in this movie, she's fantastic. I think that her whole, I think that she does like, I think she was the perfect choice for this role. Mm-hmm. She plays an actor who is going to Savannah, Georgia to hang out with Julianne Moore because she's playing her in a movie. And Julianne Moore was embroiled in a horrible in this kind of like this tabloid media circus because she went to prison because she had sex with a kid in seventh grade.
Jesus.
With a teenager because they both worked at the same pet store. And he got her pregnant. And when she got out of prison, they had the baby together. And they got married and they had more babies. And now the dad, Joe, is like in his late 30s. And their kids are like, they have like three kids and one's in college. And two of them are about to graduate high school to go to college. And they're like still together and everything. So it's like a very crazy situation. Or like, and. So already, like the crux of the movie is like insane. So it's like a movie about like an actress studying another woman so she can play her in a movie, and about this kind of really like fucked up thing that happened, right? Where like she like took advantage of like this like seventh grader at work, and they had multiple children when he wasn't ready to be a father at all. And she and the mother and Julianne Moore's character too is like already married and has other children with the guy, and like so it's this whole like really complicated thing, and it's just like a crazy movie. It's just kind of like a movie that like really is like all about stuff like this, almost kind of like poking at kind of like the true crime like our fascination and obsession with like stories like this, I think, like in the public imagination, yeah. Like in the, especially in the United States, right? Like this sort like, of yeah, like
obsession and, with I mean, the Netflix documentary. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like this, like, I think too, this idea, the age gap thing too, like the age gap relationship where they're like still together and married and stuff, that kind of thing too. Like, I think most people would not want to make a movie like this. But Todd Haynes, like, he goes so like into the stratosphere with it, and it's like a psycho kind of melodrama. Like the musical stings are really pronounced. Everybody acts really crazy and insane. Charles Melton, he plays the dad Joe. He's really really good. I was really impressed by his performance. He's like in Riverdale or some shit, you know? So he's like kind of like in the same league as like kind of like a Jacob Elordi, I think. Like, you know, these guys who are like now like in their 20s and 30s now that were like teeny guys, teeny bopper Disney Channel guys. They're now like in actual adult movies now.
Yeah.
And fuck, man, I really, really like May December. It was just like really incredibly funny too, in a really pronounced sort of like you were talking earlier about like Saltburn, like, oh, you know, I don't know if it's an intentional or unintentional.
Right.
I think May December is intentionally funny, but because of the subject and the way that the movie is made, it does make you kind of question like why you're laughing, which I think is like way more. It's such a complex, multi-layered movie. You know, if you had watched it, we could probably like talk about it forever because there's just like so much like going on in it. And that's kind of why I like the Todd Haynes like style and like his choice of like scripts is that I think he just like ends up picking scripts and then making movies that are just like I find to be very dense, multi-layered, but still like really funny and really enjoyable to watch and captivating and emotional and just kind of complex. But still, like, genuinely entertaining and moving. Like, he just like, you know, that movie. Yeah, again, May, December. You gotta watch it. Seriously. Like, you really gotta watch it. It's so funny. It's so crazy. It just kinda, it's just so I don't know. It it feels like a really brave movie too. I don't know. It also doesn't really like, it feels pretty low to the ground too. Like, it's not it feels kind of realistic almost. So yeah, I really loved it.
Yeah, he has this, from what I've seen of his work, like,
yeah,
it feels not like a documentary, but I don't know, there's something weirdly grounded about his stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
Now,
but a clarification, I just want to make sure I got this right. You said seventh grade. He was in seventh grade, so that would mean,
I believe, that's what they say,
because that would mean he would be like 11 or 12 years old.
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay. I'm just like,
I believe that's the case. He's like a
that's
teenager,
somehow weirdly
basically.
Worse than like, for like, I don't know why that's so much worse than like 14 or 15, because like 12, they're not even like, they're not even a teenager. Like, that's just that's a child.
Again, you got to watch the movie, dude. Like, these things are brought into, like, again, crazy situation. Like, in the context of the movie, it's like a crazy situation. And, you know, it's just crazy because, again, like, they have a child and then they have more children and then they have like married and they have like a house and stuff. Like, they live together in like a really nice house and stuff. And they're like in the community and they have like friends and like, oh man, it's so good. And it's just so like, it just really does everything right, I think, with that whole kind of like central like idea.
Yeah, I was sorry, this is slightly off topic, but this makes me think of the fact that me and Sophia, so my youngest sister, have the same age difference, the same age gap as Emily and her mom.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
Which, I mean, like 20 years is a lot, but it's so strange to think that like I am old enough to be Sophia's father, but of course she's my sister, so obviously not, right?
Potentially yeah.
like I have,
it's pop, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah,
strange.
Yeah.
Look, so, I
yeah.
mean, like,
and
my
I think,
mom's,
yeah,
my mom's only 21 years older than me, so she's also almost the same age difference as me and Sophia. It's a weird thing to think about.
Yeah,
like, she's my sister, but it's
right. I think in the movie, Julianne Moore is like in her late 30s when she assaults him.
I looked this up because I was looking at Julianne Moore. Did you know she's 63 years old?
Yeah, and yeah,
she looks great.
She looks like, in the movie, she looks good, but she does look, I mean, I will say, she does look like she's an actor in her 60s. You know what I mean? Like in her 50s or 60s.
For sure.
That's just, you know, like, I've seen a lot of like, earlier movies that she's made. Like, she's in an early Todd Haynes movie, Safe. She's great in that movie. Oh, she's so good. And, you know, she's in Shortcuts. She's very young in that movie. That's like a 90s movie. Safe is also another 90s movie. So, you know, she's getting up there. She's getting up there in her years. But, you know, she was great. She was hilarious in this movie. Her dynamic with Natalie Portman is really interesting. But again, I love the Charles Melton performance and character. It's kind of really about him, sort of, and kind of like his, like, because, I mean, that guy has the most complicated life of all time, right? Because like in the movie, you know, in the present moment of the movie, he has these children who are really, they're fine, you know, and he loves his children and like they're going to college, you know, like they turned out like fine. But, you know, he, with everything going on with that, he's like becoming like, he's like in his late 30s and he's like going to be an empty nester, you know? He's like kind of going through, so that's happening, but also the fact that, you know, he was assaulted when he was like a kid, you know,
a child,
and he essentially is married to and lives with the
his
person that assaulted him. So
the
yeah, and it's like
him.
Yeah, and it's, so it's,
I mean,
like
that's
this,
what
like
it is.
So he's like kind of that character is going through kind of goes through kind of like this existential kind of journey.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it at that. And it, yeah, it's really
Okay.
good.
Well, I'm gonna have to give that watch. I saw it on Netflix last
So
night
good.
that I was
Oh.
finishing. I watched the last episode of Better Call Saul
Oh, yeah.
yesterday, which I don't know how I feel about the last episode. Look, I think it's very hard to make the last episode of any TV show, particularly like TV shows that have had a
Well,
long
the end of
run.
Breaking Bad's great.
And the Breaking Bad is great. So like they have to live up to that. So like on top of that, like, they have to live up to like
Yeah,
basically like,
it's true.
what Breaking Bad first came out in like 2006. So,
Yeah.
that's like t almost 20 years of
Yeah, things
like
have changed.
trying to find an ending for something. So I'm not disappointed. It is a good ending. I don't know if I've ever seen an ending to a show that I really loved. I don't know if it can be done. I don't think I can be impressed enough. Seinfeld, maybe. That may
Are
be
shows
what
getting
the
worse?
greatest. Our show's getting worse.
It just seems like every year is like more and more. They release like 100 TV shows like every year, and it's like I don't know if I ever. It's like, is it really worth like watching a new show when you can just kind of maybe rewatch like The Sopranos or something like that? Like, I don't know, or Twin Peaks. Like, it just
Peaks is
doesn't
so
seem.
good.
It just seems like the ecosystem of television is just like not right. It's just nothing. Everything just seems super. I don't know. Nothing looks good at all. Like nothing, it looks, I don't know.
Well, speaking of a show that did end this year, that had a perfect ending, How to John Wilson. I finished that, which
Oh,
came out
well,
this year, right?
that honestly, to me, like the How to John Wilson and the Nathan Fielder kind of like universe of shows, those are, I
Yeah,
think,
the
completely,
cinematic
those can,
universe.
I'm not like talking about any of those when I'm
No,
talking
I
about like
understand.
TV
Yeah.
shows. So yeah.
Isn't Nathan Fielder, he's in a TV show, right? We talked about it a little bit, which
The
is supposed to
Curse,
come
yeah,
out
it's on
pretty soon. The
Showtime.
Curse.
No, it's
Has
been
it come
coming
out?
out. It's been
Oh,
coming
okay.
out,
They're
yeah.
releasing it right now. Have you watched any
Yeah,
of it at all
yeah.
yet?
No, I don't know why, but I think I'm, well, first of all, I think I'm losing Paramount. I think if it's not already gone. So I can't watch it.
Okay. Wait, did they put Showtime on something else recently? I feel
It's
like
on
they put.
Universal. That's
Okay.
what I'm saying. Like I could
Yeah.
have watched on Universal, but I'm losing it.
Damn.
Or no, Paramount. I'm getting them mixed up. Paramount is
Right,
the one.
right.
Paramount is what I'm talking about. So I think I'm either about to lose Paramount or I already did. So I
Yeah.
didn't bother to start watching it. And I haven't seen a lot of discussion for it.
I haven't seen
Benny
anything about it.
Safdie, Nathan Fielder, and Emma Stone have been doing a lot more press for it, and they've been kind of like being they've been doing a lot of like funny little like things to drum up interest for this show, which have been, entertaining.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched the show and I haven't seen a lot of discussion for it on like Twitter or whatever. I don't know. I guess I'm just not, again, like even like that new Nathan Fielder thing is not moving me. It is not, it's even that
Wow.
isn't like pushing me to go see the show or like go really, really go out of my way to go see it. But then again, I don't have Paramount, so maybe if I did have it, I would. But
V. Yeah.
still, I'm not.
No,
I just think like television is just terrible, man. It sucks.
I can't think of like any new, even like The Curse. I mean, it's like the same opinion. Like, I love Nathan Fielder. I think Benny Safdie is great. I like Emma Stone. But even that, like, I don't really care that. I mean, I should care. Like, I love all those people,
You think
but
that you would, yeah.
like, I have every reason to care. But it's like, I can't think of like a new show that I've wanted to watch. In other than like How To, in like quite a few years, like I don't think Emily and I have watched any new television in like 3 or 4 years, like legitimately, other than like The Rehearsal, How To.
Yeah,
I
that's what I'm
think that's
saying.
it.
Like
I think those are
it's
the
just
only
Nathan
new shows
Fielder's
I've
show.
watched in like the last 3 years. That's fucking wild. I haven't
Everything
watched
looks
any new
really bad.
television.
I guess like the Tim Robinson show, I think you should leave. I've been caught up with that. I caught up with that show and I like that show.
Yeah,
It's a good funny show.
we watched the first season, and I never watched the second or third season. Or there's 3 seasons, right?
I think the
Seasons,
third
right?
season just came out recently, yeah.
Third season just came. Okay, yeah.
Third or fourth, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's funny.
Maybe it's just not your thing. Yeah. I don't
It's
know.
just not my thing. I respect, like, I think
I
it's like
like
well written and it's
it.
good, but
Yeah, I
I
like it
just
too.
don't think it's really my vibe.
Again,
So
that's just like another exception though for me. It's like,
for sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so strange. I can't think of, I mean, you know, Emily and I are watching Scrubs, which the thing about
That show's
watching
been over for
shows,
like 10, 15, that show has ended like 20 years ago now.
it ended in 2009, so that's
Yeah,
14
it's
years
like,
ago that the show ended.
yeah.
And so Emily and I like to watch shows with a lot of seasons in them because we don't like choosing new shows. So like we like to watch shows with like a
No,
ton
it
of
makes sense.
seasons and a ton of episodes
You just like
because it's
throw it
just like
on.
it's a safe thing you can do for like months, right? Gilmore
I agree,
Girls,
yeah.
Monk, Psych, now Scrubs, because it's just like,
Right.
okay, for the next like 2 months, like all you have to do is turn it on. Like, you know, you don't have to think about like what we're gonna watch tonight, blah blah blah, all
Right.
that kind of stuff. And I'm at that moment, and I've seen this now since I've watched so many like television series these last couple of years, like old, you know, 2000s television shows, where like it's very clear that this is like their peak. Like I can see it, and you
Yeah.
know it, and you know like after this moment it's gonna go downhill. Like it's very clearly like this is the best season,
Yeah.
and so you're like, oh no, you know it's gonna go downhill, and you're still gonna watch it, but it's a weird moment to be in because you're like you're really enjoying it because you're like, oh, this is like they figured it out, right? They figured out the formula. The secret formula is here, and here
And now
is
it's
like
about to be
this
worse,
show at
yeah.
its best. And now like it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse. It's so strange with television because like the first season of every television show kind of sucks. Like it's never great, you know, unless like it's like an anomaly where it's supposed to be like a mini
Right.
series, which I would argue like Twin Peaks, that's not really a television series. That's a mini series. I mean, it was made
I
by like
guess, yeah.
it's made by professional filmmakers, and it's not, you know, it had a budget way above your average TV show. But like these shows that have, you know, 8 or 10 seasons or whatever, like the first season always sucks, but it's like just good enough that the show survives. And it's not until like the fourth or fifth season that really like it's clear that everyone on this team like is very focused and like knows what they're doing. So it's a weird thing to watch because you're like watching the rise and fall of right of writers and actors and all these different things. It's like you're watching television industry in like real time, in like fast forward mode. It's a very strange experience to have. But yeah, no new interest in
Yeah.
anything new that's coming out. Not that I can think of. I don't know if, I don't know. But I also don't, I mean, I watch a lot of television because we watch television like every night, but I feel like I never know the news of any, I guess I don't know the news of film too. Like the only news I get for film is from you. Like you're the only person that I know about like
Which
a
is
new movie
crazy.
coming out. I don't know why. Like it's just like something that I don't even know where I would like find this news at this point because I don't have like Twitter. I don't do Instagram. The only like social media I use is TikTok, and the only thing I do on TikTok is like scroll through like funny videos. So I don't watch any movie reviews or anything serious on there because I'm like, I can't handle like doing shit by the time I'm on TikTok, and I don't watch YouTube anymore. I don't go on Letterboxd other than to log stuff or to see if like you or someone else we know log something. Yeah, I go to the movie theater now, but like those trailers are almost the same trailers every week. So yeah, I've seen the trailer for Argylle like 6 times.
Which looks really bad. I
It does not look great. I mean, it looks like every other Matthew Vaughn movie. So
which I've never seen any of his movies, but like anytime I see like a all the tr I've seen probably all of his trailers for all of his movies over the years, and they
you
just
saw
look
the
they do
trailer for
not
The
look good.
Kingsman probably 100 times.
Oh God. Oh yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that. Yeah. And that movie looks so bad. It just looks like crap.
Yeah. His movies are fine. They're fun. I'll probably see it with Brandon just for like one of those, because it looks like it's going to come out like during one of those slow weeks, like maybe in January sometime when there's not a lot out and we
Right.
have to see something. But I imagine there won't really be much to talk about. It'll be very run of the mill. I mean, Matthew Vaughn, you know, he found his audience, he found his niche, and now he just
I
makes
guess,
that
yeah.
kind of movie, which good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
He does what he does. We have to do our year in review soon.
Yeah, I think maybe like I was thinking like maybe like instead of like doing like a top five movies of like 2023, maybe we should do like a top like best first time watches or something like that. Like maybe that would be better.
Okay. Top first time watches.
Yeah, that would probably because I don't know. I haven't watched like too many new movies this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot. I think
maybe it would be more maybe interesting to do first time watches. Because then we would just be talking about like Oppenheimer and then like, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the movies we've already talked about a bunch. And one thing I'd like to add to that. So I think we should do top five first watches. And then I think we should talk about our favorite movie that we watched for the podcast this year.
Okay. I mean, that would probably go hand in hand.
I have the list on here. So, I mean, it might be.
Some movies we've seen that like are.
Yeah. Because I think, because we watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28. So we'll watch about like 30-ish movies this year for the podcast.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But I mean, we have everything from Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times to Malcolm.
Right,
X.
Yeah. It's a pretty,
pretty wide.
I think I have an idea. I think I have an idea what my favorite would be that we watch this year for the show.
I think it's going to be tough for me. But I'm going to start thinking about it. But yeah, we should probably do that. Like, probably like, I don't know, last week of, maybe the week after Christmas, like that, right around New Year's, probably good.
It'll probably, if I did like a top five first time watches, like the choice would be in that top five.
Yeah, I think so too. Yes, my love? Oh, what? Would you like something? I think that's a sign that we should wrap up the podcast.
No, I mean, I'm done. So,
all right. Well, thank you all for listening. And until next time.
Thank you again.